What a beautiful morning. Yeah. Yes, what a wonderful day. Y'all look out there.
Oh, what a lovely view. Cold and gorgeous out there. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is Cliff Mass, who teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. Cliff, I'm knitting you a scarf. It's a kind of thank you because you are teaching me so much about the weather.
Well, thanks. And you're going to need that scarf, at least for the next few days. We're in the most amazing pattern. I mean, this should be the stormiest, wettest time of the year. And it's going to be basically dry over the next few days. In fact, I think probably the next week we're not going to see any precipitation. Maybe some clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday, but that's about it. It's really startling. Today we still have some frost outside, high pressure over us, relatively cold air. So a lot of people dropped into the mid-20s, especially away from the water, around, you know, 29 to 31 near the water and right on the water. It's actually was above freezing. So it's, you know, it's cold morning, relatively sunny, and that's going to continue for at least for a few more days before we go into this mild cloudiness, a few clouds coming in on Tuesday and Wednesday.
We're pretty wimpy here, though, when it comes to cold temperatures, aren't we?
Well, I don't know if we're wimpy, but we generally get the first serious frost of the year sometime in the middle of November, between the 10th and the 20th, we get that first hard freeze, and we had it this week. Some places, the temperatures dropped to the teens. If you go into the mountains and some of the deep valleys, the temperatures really went down. And in the very coldest spots, we even had a few single digits if you go to some deep valleys in eastern Washington.
The light is so clear right now. That's one of the things I'm enjoying most about this weather. But when I go outside, I definitely need to protect my fingers, my toes, and my throat. Do you find the weather a little bit deceptive at this time of year?
Well, I mean, the main thing is the visibility is much better. And we got to expect that because one of the things that causes our visibility to decline is when we have high humidities, a lot of moisture. You have particles in the atmosphere. They tend to soak up that moisture. And so the visibility declines. And, of course, fog and those kind of, you know, fog and clouds reduce visibility. So, I mean, we have this fine viewing of the mountains right now. And that's true as long as we have this very dry air over us.
So it's the dryness of the air that makes the view so clear?
That's right. There's particles in the atmosphere, and they tend to absorb moisture. And when you have higher humidities, they tend to grow as the moisture is attracted to these particles. So that really reduces visibility.
You're writing about air masses right now and continental polar cold, dry air that forms over the Arctic regions?
That's right. We had a big change in air mass over us. In fact, I'm teaching about that in 101 right now. Now, generally, we get what's called maritime polar air. That's air that started over Siberia, Alaska. It's really cold and dry at first, and then it goes over this vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean, and it gets warm, and it gets moist at low levels, and it gets kind of unstable because you have cold air above warm air, and that tends to percolate into showers. That's our typical air mass. But this week, we transitioned into what's called continental polar air mass, one that started up in the Yukon, in Alaska, in northern Canada, over these vast snowfields. And this tends to be a cold, dry air mass. And that pushed south over us, in fact, down to northern California during the last few days. And that's what brought the huge shift in the whole quality of our weather from moist and relatively mild to this cold, dry type of weather situation. Now, we're not super cold like they would be in Montana or in the interior of the continent because we have some protection. We have the Cascades and the Rockies that block the very coldest air from reaching us. But we have switched into this Arctic air mass now, and that is slowly moderating and will over the weekend.
But I was thinking about the calendar you mentioned that your students are making. What is that?
Students in my department, and they're associated with King TV, they have a Washington weather calendar they put out each year, and this is used for scholarships and for travel for students to conferences. And so each month it has another picture of a local weather feature, and each day it has the average high, average low, and notable weather on that particular day. So this is the Washington weather calendar that's available. You can search it on the web, or I have a link on my blog.
I'll trade you a scarf for that calendar. How does that sound?
Okay, it sounds good.
Thanks, Cliff. He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.